The papers are kind of up in arms saying that I went through the ceiling in what you had said yesterday that caused us to be at war with our allies, and that we seem to be in a big spit match back and forth between Key and Clifford, and that Johnson just blew his top today and lectured Clifford and gave him hell. We are of the opinion somebody's backgrounding. We've had four calls in the last 5-10 minutes. You better check your people. I know that every cabinet officer immediately says, no, sir, it couldn't come from my family, even though the daughter just, with a slot machine, we got a picture of her. They nevertheless think that. I would tell you, press man know what they're doing.
Right.
I'm going to call Rusk and say the same thing. I told George Christian and Harry McPherson, they're just all over our building running this while, that number one, Clifford did not discuss what he said with me before the television. He says his own views and speaks whenever he chooses to, as does every other member of the cabinet, contrary to what the experts on my cabinet might think. That's number one. And number two, we had a meeting today. We had a long agenda. We went down into the subject we've not gone into, brought up, or discussed at that meeting. That's what George Christian's telling me. He sat at the meeting. The next question will be, of course, well, what is this business about Key and so on and so forth? And George is going to say to him that cabinet officers, Russ spoke last Sunday on television. You spoke this Sunday, and they give their judgments on situations as they see them. And they don't call up, and when a questioner asks them something, say, wait a minute, wait till I get the president on the phone. And try to leave it at that. George thinks that somebody's running a backgrounder on it for the purpose of not only dividing us with our allies, but dividing us among ourselves, and having Rusk and Clifford in the fight, and Johnson. But both of them. So I haven't expressed any disapproval to any human being. I haven't discussed it. First I heard of it, what you said here today. I'm kind of like Patman was when they asked him down there. He asked the old man, said, well, I got a young district attorney running against me. He said, what are they saying about me? And the old fellow said nothing. And nobody has ever damn